I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ukraine put extremists on notice after violence erupted again this week. Simmering tensions boiled over as the conflict morphed from European Union concerns into anti-government chaos. This time, clashes left 25 dead in Kiev's Independent Square on Wednesday. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says some of their staff couldn't get home. They're asking you to join them in praying for peace and reconciliation in the name of Jesus.
It sounds like such a simplistic thing, doesn't it? But the gospel really is the ultimate solution to these kinds of conflicts. The peace of Christ is really the only thing that can bring true peace. And that's what the churches want to communicate, especially in times like this.
Meanwhile, with 2 weeks of Olympic ministry completed, one ministry is both surprised and pleased with what God's done and continues to do. MNN's Greg Yoder reports from Sochi, Russia.
President of SOAR International Ministries Richard Page says even though there is still a week left to go, he's encouraged.
It's been exciting to see the folks from the church just get real excited, get involved. They're just putting together a lot of things themselves that I think this project became a catalyst.
Church leaders are already planning for ministry after the Olympics, which includes neighborhood outreach. The good news is that people have come to Christ, but there's still a week left of ministry and costs are soaring.
Everything in Sochi has been way more expensive than we anticipated, and they're taking advantage of the Olympics, and so food prices, everything's up. We're just trusting God to meet those final needs.
Support SOAR through a link at our website. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Sochi, Russia.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a generous donation, MNN is now offering Congo Don, a new best-selling novel from Jeanette Windel. Get Congo Don at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.